You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
We're excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast with me, Rachel Urey. And this episode we have with me Ken Sternfeld as last time. Last time we talked, it was episode 813 on May 20th, 2019. And right now, it's August 11th, 2019, which means it's been a little while since we recorded. So let me tell you guys something. I am turning 10 in 14 days. So next time I podcast, I'm going to be 10. And I'm going up into the fourth grade. And you are listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. All right, Ken. Before we started the meeting, you were talking about how to save on prescriptions at the pharmacy counter, right?
I was, Rachel, and it's so nice to be back with you today. You are such an important part because you're a voice. And anyone who has a voice and can talk about helping people is the most powerful person in the world. And turning to be 10 years old in 14 days, on May 20th, when we did our first podcast, that was my anniversary. I was married 41 years. At that point. And I got to tell you, someday you're going to be married and you're going to have children and you're going to make them proud like you're making dad proud right now. You're doing a great job. So saving money, Rachel, is so important because people can't afford their medications. It's very expensive. And if you can't afford something, then you really can't use it properly. So how do you feel about that, the cost of medication?
Well, sometimes it can be a little bit overpriced. And sometimes I see a commercial for something called GoodRx, and it helps people save on medications. So if you usually can't afford your medicine, then just use that app. It has some, like, coupons and stuff that, on the example on the TV, it made the price of the little boy's prescription go from $67 to $8.90.
That's so important. And that little boy, or really the mom of that little boy, was able to get the medication for that child. So you are so right. Everything that is good, when you can lower the price of an RX, which is short for prescription in our world, is a good thing. So you being 10 years old and are recognizing the importance of saving money on prescription medications lets me feel that we're in good hands with someone who's a podcaster like you talking to our listeners on the podcast network.
So I can't really think of any other ways to save on prescriptions.
Well, let's talk about that, because when I started my journey as a concierge pharmacist, which was someone, and I'll explain it to you and our listeners, I was working in a retail store, CVS. You know, you must have gone in, I don't know, down where you live, whether you go into a Walgreens or a CVS or the corner drugstore or someone. Where do you shop for your prescriptions when dad takes you?
Well, Walmart.
All right. So let's talk about Walmart. When you see that pharmacist, he or she is doing everything that they went to school for to make sure that they dispense the right drug that the doctor wrote for you. So they're working very hard for accuracy, to do it quickly and safely. That's what a pharmacist needs to do when he or she is working at Walmart or any other pharmacy. But one of the things about me, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do, because I'll be 65 in almost 14 days, actually, in September. So I'm a little bit older, but I also wanted to do something a little different in my life. And I wanted to help people save money on prescription medications. So imagine if that was my whole business model, my whole thought process. How would I find more things to do than just find GoodRx? So I did. And would you like me to tell you some of the things that I did?
Sure.
Well, the first thing I did when I started my journey as a concierge pharmacist is I found a company called Needy Meds. So if you put two words together, meds and needy, everybody needs medication, unfortunately, because when you're ill, the doctor writes a prescription and you have to take it to the pharmacy, right?
Yeah, right.
So if we can find help for paid people who get those medications so that they can afford them, so finding help with the cost of medication and medicine and healthcare costs, to me was a passion. To me, I said, I have to do that. I have to take the time, I have to make the time to find ways to help people. So when I contacted this company, they've been around for over 21 years, and they've been helping people save money for over 21 years. I said, these people are people I want to work with. Have you ever heard of Needy Meds?
No.
Well, does it make sense with those two words? So you go on the computer, right? You go on the internet, you saw, are you able to do that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I ask you to go, not now, because we're too busy talking to Pharmacy Podcast Nation, but at your convenience, if you went to needymeds.org, needymeds.org, you would see an amazing amount of things that help people save money on prescription medications. Would that be a cool place to go?
Yes.
So if you went there and on your own time, after your work in school and after the chores around the house for mom and dad, if you looked at the things that that organization, which by the way is a non-profit organization, meaning that they're doing it only for good, and it's not that they're doing it just to make money. They've been around for 21 years helping people save money with a non-profit approach to their business. Do you know the difference between profit and not profit?
All I know is that it means it doesn't have a profit, but I don't quite know what profit means.
Well, what it means is that if people make money, like if I had a dollar and I sold you something for $1.50, what would the profit be on that?
50 cents.
There you go. No more calls. We have a winner. So that profit is what the company or me would make by selling something. Well, Needy Meds doesn't make a profit. So if they're offering a service or a solution or a product and it costs them a dollar, how much would they sell that product or that service to the customer and not make a profit?
$1?
Yes, another winner. Oh my God, the Uri tree, the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. Because when I talk to Todd about numbers, by the way, he gets this too. He's very good in math. So being a nonprofit means they're doing it for good. They're doing it to help people. They also have an 800 number because a lot of the older people who need help, they may not be able to go on the internet like you do. They may not be as technically savvy with their computers or their iPads or their phones. So they call. We give them a phone number from Needy Meds to call. Almost anybody can make a phone call, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a number that, again, doesn't cost to make, it's an 800 toll-free number. So if you called, and you can, again, look on this site after the show, and if you dialed 800-503-6897, you know what you'd get?
Needy Meds?
Yes, you'd get Needy Meds. And you get someone on the phone whose whole job is to help. Their entire focus is to help that person who calls save money on their prescription medications and their healthcare costs. How does that sound?
It sounds really good because they need to save money on it so they still have some money left over for other stuff that they need.
Absolutely. You are so right. And you know what? More people need to take the time and think about how we could save patients money. Now, when you have dinner or when you're with your friends, everybody really, unfortunately, sometimes has to take medication. So if you were someone who talked about needing meds, if you were someone who shared what you know with others, you would be doing a wonderful service, a wonderful help for everyone you know. Do you have people that you know that take medication?
Well, I think that my grandpa does. Not my grandpa Steve, my grandpa Raymond.
So if you went to Grandpa Raymond and you said, "Grandpa, I love you so much, and I want to try and help you. So what I'd like to do, and maybe Dad could help you, is I'd like to help you connect to NeediMeds. And here, Grandpa, here's a number you can call. Well, here's a website. And if you want, I can try and help you." Helping people is what a care provider does, what someone who cares. Do you care about your grandpa?
Yes.
Do you love him?
Yes.
Well, that's compassion. You love him. So you're expressing your love and affection for your grandpa by helping him stay healthy so he can be around for all the beautiful birthdays, 10, 20, 30. He wants to be there when you walk down the aisle as a beautiful bride. And he wants to be there when you start your own family. You know how I know that, Rachel?
Yeah.
Because I'm a grandpa. I'm a grandpa. I have three beautiful grandchildren. And the greatest joy I get is when they're happy and when they do things in their life. Like my granddaughter, Leia, has a birthday coming up, I think pretty soon. What's your birthday? Leia's birthday is August 28th. What's your birthday?
Mine's August 25th.
So 3 days after you turn 10, my granddaughter, Leia, is going to turn 1. So we've had her in our life for 1 year, and it's been a blessing every day. And I have two other grandchildren. I have my grandson, Max, who just celebrated his 7th birthday, and my granddaughter, Blake, who just celebrated 4th. So I know we're not going to take the whole day talking about grandparents and grandchildren, and I know Dad only has a certain amount of time on the podcast. So tell me, are there any other questions that I can answer you for you? Because I want to be part of what you do on this show. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Is there anything else that you'd like to ask me as a concierge pharmacist?
Before I ask that, let me say something. This podcast is sponsored by FlavorRx. They have been helping children take their medicine since 1994. The FlavorRx children and doctor and pharmacist system is available in more than 46,000 chain and independent pharmacies, all kinds of flavors.
Oh my God. Again, the apple doesn't fall far from the Todd Yuri tree. Well, you tell Dad that RxVIP Cares, the company that I founded years ago, wants to sponsor Rachel Yuri. So we're going to sponsor you, and I'm going to make a donation in your name to NeediMeds this week for your birthday to say how proud I am to sponsor the Rachel Yuri podcast. As long as you say that you'll keep spreading the love, spreading the word, every time that you do a podcast, I will make, on behalf of the good things that you're doing, a donation to NeediMeds. So you will be helping people save money on prescription medication. And you know what, Rachel? You'll be saving lives. Isn't that a nice thing to do, to save lives?
Yes.
Okay. So tell your dad to write up the paperwork and send me a contract, because it's all part of what I want to do, because I know that you're a very special person doing great things. Okay?
Okay.
What else? Now that you've done the mid-roll, now that you've done the ad, Now that we've spoken, is there anything else that you want to chat with me about?
Well, I have a list of things on here that I could talk about. So maybe we could get into something about pet pharmacy for like dogs and cats.
Do you have pets?
Down at my house, yes, and down at Dad's house, yes. Dad has 3 dogs, and I told you this last time. Down at my house, you said that I had the whole Pittsburgh Zoo, but all I have is a cat, a bird. I don't have my fish anymore. They're dead. And then a guinea pig.
Is the guinea pig dead? Did the guinea pig make it since the last show?
Nope.
All right, we have to do these shows.
Well, actually, he's still alive.
All right, we have to do these shows more often so that we can save some pet lives and we can stay in touch with them. I will do consultations with all the Yuri pets to advise them on their medication. Mm-hmm. I will be their concierge pharmacist. Pet medication is very important. And you bring up a serious point. We have cats that are both on medication. My daughter has cats that just got a very important medication to help his heart. It was Plavix. It was a drug that makes his blood thin. And we wanted to make sure that Oscar got the right drug and was getting the right dose of 1/4 of a tablet. So pet medication, I think on your show, because you do have the Pittsburgh Zoo, you know, and you do have so many pets, I think on the next show, you and I should just talk about pet medication. And then Dad could run another Flavor RX, that the tuna fish, you know, flavor for the you know, for the drugs for the pets, and we can do that too. How does that sound?
Good.
All right. Next question.
So, my dad is in the drug addiction problem. How do you think that pharmacists can help with drugs?
Well, let's take a step back for your dad's benefit. As I know, your dad is helping the drug addiction problem by working tirelessly 7 days a week to find solutions for people who have those addictions. I truly believe you're touching on a national epidemic, and that someone so young to be concerned about that, I think is extraordinary. A pharmacist can help in that in a number of ways. Being the last person who is there to give that medication and dispense that medication to the patient, the consultation about how that medication is taken is the most important part of healthcare. So having that pharmacist totally engaged, right at the center, at the hub of how that patient is taking his or her medication, is where the pharmacist needs to be. That's why I went to school. People are in pain, people are suffering, and when the pills just go into a bag or a bottle and no one talks to them, that's where addiction, that's where the signs, that's where no one is watching. We like to do something on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, which is saying, are you listening? And your dad and I are doing some things about people listening. I think that's a wonderful topic to talk about, and I'll do that. We'll work on that with your dad, about are you listening, about how a pharmacist can impact the opioid epidemic, which, quite honestly, kills way too many people. That was a great question, Rachel, and thank you for bringing it up for the listeners.
So do you think we should start wrapping this up?
Well, you know, I am retired as a pharmacist. I have all day to do this. I could go till 5 o'clock, but I guess Dad has things for you to do. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, after this, I'll go home, and then we're going to write in these books that we use to time travel. And then me and Lola are going to spend some time together. Then we're going to see that Dora movie, the live-action Dora movie. And then we're going to, eventually me and Dad are going to go to this Guinness World Record wedding cookie table place in Mongahela, which my mom might be there, which is where Dad is going to drop me off if she is there. But if not, then we're just going to go there for maybe a couple of cookies, and then we're going to go find Mom somewhere.
I just got exhausted thinking about that day. Clearly, I'm too old. But it sounds like a wonderful day with Dad and then seeing Mom and doing nice things. I hope the weather's beautiful down there as it is up here in New York. You mentioned cookies, and before we leave, I want to leave you and the listeners with one thought. I spoke to the Girl Scouts of America this week. Why did I do that? I'm not a girl. My girls, when they were growing up, my daughters were Girl Scouts. Were you a Girl Scout growing up?
No, I wasn't a Girl Scout.
Well, you know about Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yes, they sell them to make money.
Well, they sell them to help people and make money, and also make pharmacists and people like me overweight, because I overdid. Obviously, I love the Girl Scout cookie. But anyway, we spoke to them because we have so many women of pharmacy. You know, if you go into Walmart, chances are you're going to see more women behind the counter than men. Is that true?
Yeah, I usually see a woman.
There you go. Well, the women of pharmacy are great. They're taking over, and I love it. Well, I was going to the Girl Scout meeting to talk about leadership, because I believe the next generation of PharmDs are leaders. And they agreed to have us actually hold three groups on Long Island to have our pharmacy students mentor young people like you, people who would be in the Girl Scouts. So on our next show, we're going to come back and we'll talk about the pet medication. We'll continue to talk about saving money, because that's always going to be a theme of your show. And then we're going to talk about how we can make a difference with the next generation, people like you, to help people in your community by doing good. Does that sound like a topic that we can pick up on our next show?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, you tell Dad to schedule me any time he wants to do this. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I wish I had another 10-year-old daughter, okay? Because you're just charming and such a pleasure to speak with and to do good things with, okay?
All right.
So now Dad's giving you a wrap-up, so you got to do that, right?
So thank you for speaking with me, Ken. And thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We will do another video with me in it sometime. I have no idea when that's going to be, when school is going to be back in for me. It's probably going to be school for all your kids out there and all the kids who are watching this. I don't think there are going to be any kids watching this, but who knows? All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.